As protests continue across Iran, a human rights group says at least 36 people have been killed during the past 10 days of demonstrations. The human rights activist news agency says two of them were affiliated with the security forces. The unrest was sparked by an economic crisis and has now spread to most of Iran's provinces. Meanwhile, officials say a man accused of spying for Israel has been executed. Kazra Naji of the BBC Persian service told me more about him.
According to Iranian officials, his name is Ali Ardestani. The Iranian authorities are saying that he was a key Mossad agent and that he was passing on sensitive information to Israelis and photographing particular places and gathering information about sensitive subjects in return for $1 million reward, according to the Iranian authorities, in cryptocurrency, and also rewarded with a British visa. We don't know anything more than that. They haven't, by the way, connected this to the present unrest in Iran.
Oh, they haven't?
They haven't. But nonetheless, the message is clear. And this man is probably the 12th or 13th person who's been executed vis-a-vis Mossad and Israel on alleged spying for Israel in the past 6 months.